I don't want to set the world on fire. I just want to start a flame in your heart.
Based on Lemmy.
Oh my God, Jake, you get a fucking haircut already.
Where, Josh? Where? Where am I going to get a haircut?
You can come to Georgia on Friday and get one.
Wait. Are we really doing this, Jordan? Are we really fucking opening up the state?
You're asking me as if I have a say in this.
Well, no, dude, I've been so busy today, I haven't paid attention to the goddamn news.
Yeah, no, like Kemp went on record and he said that this Friday is a soft open, so restaurants are going to be allowed to be open and
I don't know.
How much of this is true, but I did read somewhere, I haven't fact checked it, so don't quote me on this as official information, but I did hear that it was being made to where local governments couldn't supersede that.
What the fucking shit?
Yes. I agree.
You know what? Okay. So does anyone in here, like Siri? Okay. So I know Jake and I have the answer to this. Does anyone here know anyone that has this?
I know a few people that have this.
Yeah.
My hetero life mate Matt has this.
Oh wait,
really?
Really?
Does he?
Yeah.
Jesus, our cousin, Sean,
I have a friend who was recovering from it.
Yeah,
not like somebody I know in person, like people I'm friends with on social media.
Right.
Yeah.
No, my friend is like, he's my best friend. Like hetero life mate was not an understatement. Josh, you know Matt.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, he's recovering. Like he's fine, but the way he describes it, it's just like, man, that sucks.
Well, the thing is, I still hate that the fucking people are saying, well, so far the flu has killed more. The flu has a goddamn vaccine.
Yeah.
Yeah. And also, we're getting up to where no, the flu has not killed more. Not there yet, but
no, we are. We are officially past the point.
I also think the sample size of the flu and the sample size of COVID-19 are two completely different sizes. And I can tell you that the percentage rate of people killed by the COVID-19 is far superior. Like the percentage rate for COVID-19 is much higher, while the number of people for the flu might be higher. Like I can tell you that right now.
Don't come in here with your logic and your sense and your facts. Josh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I guarantee you right now that people dying from pneumonia at the moment is COVID-19 related viral pneumonia.
But
this is fucking ridiculous because we're not testing everybody. Say you live with someone, right? And they have COVID-19.
Shit.
They have the coronas.
I don't even know who it is.
It's all right. He just kind of circles around you when you're not looking. Other side, Jake. Other side.
You almost had him.
But here's the problem with our fucking numbers. Someone has it in your household.
And they
test positive for it.
Uh-huh.
You start showing symptoms and you go to test for it and they say, "Well, someone in your house will have it?" You say yes, and they say, "Okay, we're just not going to test you." So that person is not fucking counted towards our fucking numbers. Like this is USA number one type shit in the wrong goddamn direction.
This is true.
Already with the official numbers, the unofficial numbers are going to be fucking astounding.
Yeah.
This week, we are going to pass. Corona deaths are going to pass the amount of United States soldiers that died in Vietnam.
Shit.
Oh, that's why you sent us that.
Yes. That's why I sent you guys that. This is horrific. And I don't mean to start this on doom and gloom. I'm sorry, guys. But Jesus fucking Christ, when states are saying, let's open up, when Florida's already open up, Utah's already open up, I just learned today, like minutes ago, that Georgia's going to start opening up. We got states fucking protesting the goddamn, I'm trying to keep you safe and alive fucking orders. And luckily, luckily the nurses in Denver are protesting the protesters.
Did you see that video that I was talking about in our group chat where all of the nurses and the medical practitioners went out and they were making a blockade across the road of all the protesters in their cars? And there's a video of a woman hanging out the side of a truck with like a big, like, I can't remember what her sign was saying, but she was yelling at the nurses saying that I have the right to go to work. You get to go to work. How come I can't get to go to work? And I'm like, hold on there. There's a fucking nurse. They don't get to go to work. They have to go to work.
Yeah.
Well, see, and this is where I've lucked out. Technically, I'm a first responder. Right? Uh-huh. My helicopters are used for aerial firefighting. And if need be, I can convert them for EMS.
Okay.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. That makes sense.
So this is where I have lucked out. You know, and my company has taken this shit seriously. Like, we're trying to keep as much as our shit ready if we fucking need to.
Yeah, that makes sense.
For multiple reasons, you know, and so, you know, I'm not putting myself in danger because literally I'm the only person in the hangar right now.
No, whoa. No, hold on. You say you're not putting yourself in danger. I saw a video this morning.
That video
completely goes against everything you just said.
Oh, okay. I may or may not have fallen off the helicopter on Saturday.
You fell off a ladder. You were up high. So,
in my defense, what happened was
you fell off a helicopter.
In my defense, gravity exists.
No. I was making sure it was still working.
You know? By off of a ladder.
I grabbed a. We all know how levers work, right? The longer the lever, the less freaking power you have to put into it.
Yeah. I don't know how magnets work, though. Can you explain that to me?
Fucking magic.
Oh, shit.
I hate that song. I fucking hate everything about that song. I hate everything about that band.
I hate that I even know what you guys are talking about.
So, anyways, I grabbed a torque wrench that was too short. And I was just kind of like, I was just too lazy to go grab a longer one. And it's just muscling through it, right? Muscling. And then the socket slipped off the nut, and I slipped off the ladder.
Well, that's an important physics lesson, because any force that is applied has an equal and opposite force. So once your wrench slips off the nut...
Once I slip off the nut, it's Newton.
And then we learn about gravity after the laws of motion.
Yeah, so this video I actually have it saved on my computer I'll have to send it to you send the saved version to you tomorrow so you can post it. as Newton's law. Everything about this fucking video is Newton's law.
Right.
And so I saved myself though. So
did you?
As I was yes. Oh my god. It could have been so much worse.
This is true. I did notice that.
As my left foot was starting to hook around the fucking ladder, the work stand, I kicked off with my right foot and jumped back even further. So, because if I knew goddamn well, if I went straight over, I would be landing freaking spine on the freaking step on the helicopter.
Uh-huh.
And probably banging my head on something. I mean, you know, that would have been a glorious way to go out, but I would have gone the fuck out. And, Saturday was not a good day to die. That's all. it's just the cards weren't right. And so I kicked back with my right foot as I was going down, and I mostly cleared everything. My right leg did land on the maintenance on the step on the helicopter still, and I didn't have any fucking bruises. I didn't fucking hurt myself.
Wait, you didn't hurt yourself?
True. That's not true. I saw you hurt something.
I hurt my fucking pride.
Yeah.
Other than that,
I saw it get hit right on the fucking concrete.
Okay, I didn't hurt anything besides my pride, and like seriously, no bruises. I mean, I'll turn around and show you my ass if you want to see if there's bruises on my ass.
No.
Good. I mean, everyone in this room has seen my ass.
Damn it, Jordan. Damn it, Josh. Damn all of you. Robbie, you can stay. Like, I forgot what I was going to say. Oh, I don't understand how you didn't hurt yourself. Because, like, you fell and landed. I hurt myself sleeping sometimes.
Oh, I do that every time.
How do you survive a fall off a ladder, but heaven forbid I should dislocate my shoulder getting into bed?
I strategically fell. Falling with style.
Are you insinuating that I am not strategically getting into bed? I'm offended.
Yeah. And?
Guys, let's talk about some good news.
Hey, let's talk about some good news.
I still haven't watched the last episode of Some Good News.
So I'm very late to the party on this show, and I watched the last two today, but the one that was uploaded yesterday, man, that put a really big smile on my face.
Wait, can I?
Yes, Jake.
Real quick, before we get into this, can we just say what Some Good News is? Jordan, yes. Go ahead.
Oh, Some Good News is a YouTube show created by The Office's John Krasinski, a.k.a. Jim Halpert. And it just showcases that even though there's a lot of shitty things going on, that there's some good news out in the world. And boy, he is not lying, because for the 13 or 14 minutes I was watching that, I felt really good about things.
I'm going to be honest. I openly wept.
Yeah.
Like, happy tears.
Okay, happy tears. All right, that's good.
Yeah, like, it was weird. Like, I haven't felt for a while.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I'm just so used to everything just being shit. And then I watched this, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Happy feelings? What is this?
Like, I'm not even a Billie Eilish fan at all. As a matter of fact, like, I really don't like that song. But then, like, I saw her show up on his virtual prom, and I'm like, this is really nice of her. I'm going to cry.
Right?
So I got to say, I don't really care for Bad Guy. And that seems to be her most popular song at the moment.
Well, that's her breakout hit.
But so her other ones. So I've seen a couple of videos. People covering it. saying I'm a bagpipe. And those ones are fucking hilarious. But her other songs, though, are really, really, really good. Jake, you gotta play I'm a bagpipe instead of I'm a bad guy.
Is that a...
So, when I... Before I head to California this summer, I'm going to pick up a new bass, and I'm going to have plenty of fucking time to actually sit down and, first off, relearn, and then hone my skills. Jake, why are your headphones in upside down?
Is that why you guys are all standing backwards?
Yeah, you're fucking right. You're... Whoa.
Hold on. I'm stuck on the bass here. All right.
No, that's a bass.
Oh, that's why it smells. All right. Some good news. Billie Eilish, wow, that was wildly... That was a hell of a tangent.
Yeah.
I was watching it. This is the only episode I've watched so far. And
I've only watched the first one. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut over you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. The reason I watched this is 100% because... Jordan told us to watch it, and I trust what Jordan tells us to watch. And Josh, I trust what you tell us to watch too. You just didn't tell us to watch anything. So.
Well, did I send you guys the Forrest Gump video?
No, you did not.
Okay, give me a second.
This is not the time.
No. It's definitely always the time.
But no,
why is my phone doing this?
What Jordan said about Billie Eilish, I am far and away not a fan of the Jonas Brothers.
Who?
Yeah, I will say that song's catchy as shit, though.
Hell yeah, it is. And seeing the clips of people dancing to it. And along these same lines, did you guys see the Blink-182 music video for Happy Days?
No.
They made a music video. It's a pretty good song. I think it's called Happy Days. Now, hold on.
When you said Blink 182 for Happy Days, I just thought it was Blink 182 covering the Happy Days theme song.
Yeah, that's exactly what's making me question myself right now. Oh, it's called Happy Days. It has nothing to do with the Happy Days theme song.
Guys, I have word friends. I'm just saying that right now.
Anyway, so this Blink is very similar to this Some Good News. Like, they made a music video of all their fans in quarantine and just put a whole bunch. I'm pretty sure Billie Eilish is in it too, which is a weird crossover. Anyway, and it's just it's the band making a music video from their respective homes, and it much like this Some Good News last week, it made me feel, and it made me feel happy.
How'd you get in here?
I'm in here every week, Jordan.
No, my cat just walked in, and I'm trying to figure out how she got in here because the door's closed.
No, it's not. It's been open the whole time. So, Jake, this is screwing me up right now. So, right now, during quarantine, every Monday night, Metallica is posting a concert from the past.
Wait, isn't all the concerts they played in the past?
Well, yeah. So
I'd be very concerned if they pass one.
You know what? Fuck you, Robbie.
Yeah.
But seriously.
Is that Mitch Hedberg joke? That's like, isn't every picture of you a picture of you when you were younger?
Yeah. Well, except for the one I took just now. Oh.
Nope.
But no, so Metallica's like opened up their live concert archives. And every awesome. Monday night when we're recording is Metallica playing a concert. So hold you know on. What?
Metallica's just handing out free music.
So you know what? If only Napster was still a thing.
Napster is still a thing. I looked it up.
Wait. If only MySpace was still a thing.
Still a thing. I looked it up. Oh, I need to make one. I'm going to make one right now.
Okay. Well, can you wait till we're done?
I guess. I'll forget my then.
So, how's everybody doing this week?
Yeah, let's just breeze through this because I'm really excited for this episode. Anyway, I'm dumb and sad. Jordan, how are you?
I've been better.
Josh?
I'm convoluted.
I don't know what that means. I'm at, you need to stick to a three-syllable maximum, Mr. Wizard.
I hate everything.
Okay, there you go.
That was more than three syllables.
Yeah, but yeah, but it was like three words also. I just meant three words.
All right. Anyways. Yeah, I hate that we're stuck inside, and I hate that states are opening up prematurely. It's fucking stupid.
Definitely, yeah.
I want to go out and fucking have a beer. I really do. I want to go fucking hang out with Jordan.
Yeah.
So do I.
You know what? You're in the wrong state. Fuck you.
Well, they're both going to be open, so.
But you know what? The thing is, this is wrong. Like I mean, I feel bad because Jordan's work opened up the other day. And
yeah, let me tell that story. Finish what you're gonna say, and I'll tell you.
Well, no, I mean, you know, I know all this is fucking still crazy, and I know that fucking gloves, you know, rubber gloves, nitrile gloves, whatever, are still hard to get. So when Jordan said that the store is opening up, I fucking emptied out the last of my fucking box of nitrile gloves. Threw them in a fucking bag, and I brought them to Jordan's work. You know,
Thanks again for that, by the way. That was appreciative.
Well, you're welcome, but, dude, I was fucking... Like, when I pulled in, and there was some guy walking in your store, I just assumed it was your boss. No. The store was... I've been to the store a handful of times.
It's not very big.
It's not very big. And it's generally been me, Jordan, and maybe one other person.
Yep.
And it was fucking busy. And yep. I felt bad because I just wanted to get the fuck out of there. You know, I literally threw the gloves at Jordan.
Yeah.
Literally. And just like we BS for like what 30 seconds and yeah. Then I bounced.
Yeah.
And Jordan's mask was fogging up his glasses, which believe me, dude, like when I'm sanding shit or grinding on shit and I have my mask and my safety glasses, it makes it difficult. Yeah. So I get that. But you know, I cannot fucking believe the people who have so little concern about not only their own lives but other people's lives.
Yeah.
It's America. So, America has indoctrinated people to only care about themselves. I blame the capitalism, the capitalist society we live in.
Stupid Tom Nook.
Yeah.
And you know, that's really what it is. And I feel bad because Saturday and yesterday, Vanessa and I we were installing the new stereo and everything in my Jeep, which I ordered online. So I, you know, wasn't going to the stores shopping for shit. But I made multiple runs to AutoZone for different wire crimp. Wire connections.
Yeah.
Which honestly, I probably have somewhere around here, but we just moved, so I don't know where the fuck they are. You know, here I am feeling guilty for this, and then there's people unabashed just disregarding everybody, and it pisses me off.
Yeah.
You know, why do I have to fucking feel guilty for possibly putting other people, my family, in danger when people just don't give a fuck about anyone?
I'm just going to keep doing this. This is fantastic for audio.
Yeah.
Points in agreement.
It just pisses me off. And also, so I, my stereo, I showed Vanessa how to strip and crimp wires.
Oh.
She I taught Vanessa how to strip. We got this fucking pole in our bedroom now. And
do you know those poles swivel?
Oh my God. That's got to be a badass bearing.
Right? But I don't want to get too far away from Jordan's work story.
But no. Yeah. I'm getting too far away from it already.
So, well, talking Jordan, about stripper poles definitely was. So continue, Josh, and then.
Well, no. So it's funny because I say I installed the fucking stereo in my car. I literally ran the. I decided where to mount the reverse camera, which is still not completely hooked up because the instructions were unclear. I need to pull everything back off and just connect one wire.
It goes on the back.
Oh, see, that's where I fucked up. But Vanessa built the harness. I cut out the faceplate area, and then she put this freaking cool sticker bomb wrap on my on the bezel. Because that's a word. Wait,
the bezel?
Yeah, the thing that holds the freaking the faceplate.
Isn't that called the dash?
No, it wasn't the whole dashboard. It was just a piece of it. It's a bezel. Trust me, it's a bezel. And so she did the wiring, the bezel, and the only thing I did was ran one wire, attempted and failed to power the camera, and hooked up the adapter plate. That's all I did. Everything she did works fine. The one thing I did, well, one of the two things I did does not work. So my wife's a better mechanic than I am. Anyways, back to Jordan's store.
All right, yeah,
take it away, Jordan.
What?
It's your turn to talk over me.
Oh, okay. Saturday morning. All right, I've been going into work at the CD store for about 3 or 4 hours each day because we had a lot of stuff behind the counter we needed to get done. We've been taking this time to do that. No customers in the store. We can get a lot of projects done. Friday, my boss comes in and was like, well, we might open tomorrow for a few hours. I'm not too sure yet. If we're not ready, we're not ready. And he kind of made it sound like we weren't going to be ready. And I was like, okay. So I went home and then I didn't set an alarm for Saturday morning. And I woke up. Yeah, probably around like 8 a.m. Get out of bed, maybe like 8:30, 9 o'clock. I go, I make coffee, and I'm kind of easing into my day because I'm expecting to go into work around 11:30, 12 o'clock, and maybe just work until 3, and then I'm gone for the day. Get a text from my boss. It says, we're going to be open today from 12 to 6. Need you at the store. Wait, I'm sorry, what?
When were you scheduled?
12 to 6.
No, what? That was your schedule?
That was what we were going to be working that day. That was what the store hours were going to be that day. Ugh. I was going to go in sometime between 11:30 and 12 and just stay till 3, continuing to work on stuff behind the counter.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. No, we were fully blown open to the public, and my boss is like, no one's going to come in. No one knows we're open. You're going to have we're going to do less than $200. And I was like, I don't think that's true. He's like, it is true. And I said, no, it's not. And then we had this back and forth. And I told him, buddy, it's a Saturday and it's really nice weather out. What do you think is going to happen? He's like, yeah, no one's going to come in. I also didn't have any say on if I was working that day because the only other two employees, first off, there's four of us. So it's the boss who's the owner of the store, me, and then two other guys. One of the guys took the day off so he and his wife could go adopt a kitten, which is fine. And the other guy threw out his back.
Getting into bed.
Literally, yeah. Literally the only person who can work. Because my boss has to go to our other store that is closed down and clean it out before we have to be out in a few days. So I'm literally the only person who can do it. Yeah. So I essentially have no say in this. And I go and I'm like, I'm telling you, this is a terrible idea. I need at least another person here. He's like, it's not going to be busy. We open at noon. He leaves probably at 12:15, 12:30, and he calls me back maybe an hour later, and I pick up the phone because I saw it was him on the caller ID. I pick up the phone, and I tell him, I can't talk. I have a line, and then I just hang up on him. I had a line four people deep, and within the first hour and a half, I did like $400.
Holy crap.
Jeez.
Just to give you an idea of what my store makes in a normal weekday, probably about like $700 to $800 off CDs and records and DVDs. Uh-huh. So in less than an hour and a half, I had already done half of a normal day's work and I was the only person at the store. And I did not feel comfortable touching. Like, I was fine touching people's credit cards and I was fine taking cash from people.
Yeah,
I was not going to buy anything. I don't feel comfortable looking at other people's shit right now.
Right, nor should you.
Yeah, that yeah. Makes
and
sense.
And so finally, 40 minutes later, it dies down. And he's like, I didn't think you would have a line. I'm like, yeah, dude. I told you that the weather's nice. And it's a weekend. Like, what do you think? Like, everyone's not at work. What do you think is going to happen? People are driving around trying to find things to do. Right. They see we are literally the only store in this shopping center with our open sign on. What the fuck did you think was going to happen? We ended up doing like $700 that day.
Holy Jesus.
No, I take it back. We did $600.
Still. We did
just under $600.
That's a lot.
And I was so fucking angry because I had literally less than 2 hours to get ready to work a shift. And then he's like, well, the hours are available tomorrow. You're really the only person to do it. And I'm like, I can't be here tomorrow. He's like, are you sure? I'm like, I'll see what I can do, but I probably can't be here tomorrow. And then I texted him at 9 p.m. and I was like, hey, just a heads up, I'm confirming I can't be there tomorrow. And he's like, oh, well, wait to let me know this late at night. I'm like, I told you 7 hours ago, and I kept alluding to the fact, one, that I didn't even like to be there while everyone was in that. Like, I told him, I'm like, I'm going to regulate, like, no more than four people per store. And he's like, that's not going to be a problem. I had 10 people in the store. When Josh showed up at the store, there were at least 7 or 8 people in the store.
Dude, there was more people than should have been in the store.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So,
well, I kicked Josh out.
I had to go to Lowell's for work last weekend. I had to get shit for my I modified my fuel truck, which never mind. But I went to walk into Lowell's and the security guard is like, hey, the line's over here. We're like, oh. I had to go wait in line, you know, and they have like tape spots 6 feet apart to get in the Lowe's. They're only letting, I want to say they're only letting 50 people at a time at that Lowe's. The entire fucking store, only 50 people at a time.
Yeah.
That's a lot of space for one person, which is good.
Well, yeah, you know, definitely. Unfortunately, there's lots of people still to breathe on me.
That's true.
and it was pissing me off.
Man.
It's like I should not have to to walk by people holding my breath. But that's not even going to help. It's just a fucking reaction.
It's a fair reaction. So, why couldn't your boss work, Jordan?
Because he was cleaning out the other store that we had closed down. So for Saturday, I wasn't happy. I was just like, anytime somebody came to the register, I put my mask on, I went and I did the transaction, and then I would hit the hand sanitizer, and then I'd go back in my corner and I would take my mask off. And then he was expecting me to work on projects, like all of the projects that I was doing with people in the store. And I'm not doing that. No. So once all the people cleared out, then I started to work on a project. And then this one guy, first off, like within like this first one or two customers, I had this one lady come in, and you know, on some level, I know that she was being nice, but I also know on another level, she was saying it for her own self-satisfaction. She was like, thank you for realizing that you're an essential business. And I looked at her and I said, we're not supposed to be open. Like, we're not an essential business. Like, and I didn't say this, but in my head I was like, I'm sorry, but my health isn't worth your $1.99 copy of Night at the Museum Part 3 that you're carrying around. Right? Like then later on, like, there was probably a good break for a couple hours. Nobody came in, so I was able to get some stuff done. And then this one older guy just comes in, and he just moseys on in. He gets out of his car, and he's walking just like a leisurely stroll. Like the world isn't on fire behind him. Like, nothing is going on. He just walks in like it's a fucking Tuesday. And he just goes, oh, well, I didn't realize you guys were considered an essential business. And I looked at him, I said, we're not supposed to be open, but here we are. And it was causing me severe stress. I don't know if anxiety would be the right word, but stress for me to go up to the register and stand that close to another person when I have no idea where they've been. And if I get sick within the next 4 to 5 days, it's going to be because I worked on Saturday and these motherfuckers came in my store.
Well, yeah. Jordan, I mean, have you had to go to Publix in the last few days? Have you had to go to the gas station?
I actually had to go to Publix today to go get my prescription. And when I walked in, the pharmacy was closed early.
Yeah. My boss has been dealing with that a lot with his pharmacy. But anyways, the cash registers have these big plexiglass plates.
Yep.
And I honestly don't know how much that helps, but I appreciate it. I fucking appreciate it.
Yeah.
But I've seen recently, I didn't send it to anyone because it induced so much anxiety in me. A normal grocery store setup of someone sneezing in one aisle and how it fucking travels through the fucking store.
Oh, yeah.
You saw that animation?
Well, I saw someone had mislabeled that animation of how far Germans can spread across aisles.
Well, I
thought, oh, great, now we have to worry about this.
This happened in the 1930s.
That was the second time.
Well, yeah. No, yeah. But
I mean, because the title meant to say germs, but
yes,
hell of a typo.
That animation caused me so much anxiety. But
where do you guys get masks?
Huh?
Where do you guys get masks?
Right here.
No, that's wildly ineffective, Josh. And also, having your beard sticking out of a mask is also wildly ineffective.
Yeah, me wearing a mask is fucking pointless. unless I have like something that hangs all the way down, which I need to find my Afghan tribal scarf.
I don't know.
Yeah, I bought a fucking Afghan tribal scarf when I was in Afghanistan.
They just call it scarf there.
Well, no, they call it something different in their language.
Oh.
Shut up, Rob, don't laugh at that. So, you know what, guys? We have 20 minutes for a topic.
Yeah, is this a good time to get into it? Have we said our piece?
Wait, hold on. Let me wrap this up. Okay. No, but I had to go back and work the retail job today. Again, we were open from 12 to 6.
Oh.
Today, much more like it was probably supposed to be on Saturday. We barely did over $100, and I think I had maybe 6 people come through the store. I don't mind that. It doesn't bother me so much. But the idea of being out for as long as I was interacting with people, like I got home and I'm like, I am really exhausted.
Yeah. That's
so.
That makes sense.
Wildly understandable. I mean, just to hurry up and piggyback on that. That's how I've been at work, just because my golf course never closed. And I spend a good portion of my day normally I spend a good portion of my day avoiding people, but that's just because I don't like people. But like these assholes will just walk right up to you. I'm just like, just because we're outside doesn't mean you can get as close as you want to me. I hate it. And you're inside. Yeah. And I just imagine it's doubly more troublesome. I didn't think of where that sentence was going, but you know what I'm saying. So I just, oh man, I feel for you, Jordan.
Yeah, and he got mad at me because we were open on Saturday and he wanted to be open yesterday, and I told him I wasn't available and he couldn't open yesterday because he had to take the other guy and get the stuff out of the old store.
The other guy that was adopting the kitten?
Yeah.
Man, where was the fourth guy yesterday?
I was the fourth. Or the fourth guy has a bad back.
Oh, right, the back. I forgot. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So he can't stand behind a register?
No.
I don't know what.
No, okay. he's got like some pretty bad back issues. I wouldn't want to do that to him, so.
Okay, that's fair.
Especially since he's actually been kind of busting his ass for the last 2 weeks trying to get the shit cleaned up at the other store.
That's fair. Okay. Well, can I offer you some chili sauce in this trying time?
Yes.
Jesus Christ. Jordan, it'd be easier to come to my house. I got lots of hot stuff.
No, it's chili sauce. Didn't say it was hot sauce.
It's very cold.
I know your game, Joshua.
whoa. Did you just call me out by my full name?
I did, Yeshua.
Full first.
Did you just call him out by his full Hebrew name?
I did.
Wow.
And on that note, guys, I think it's time to get into our topic because I'm so effing excited for this.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna say a couple that are gonna make some people gasp.
Oh well, so let me just introduce this. Last week we did bad movies that we enjoyed. I wasn't planning on doing a top 4 2 weeks in a row. However, last Tuesday, the day after we recorded the last episode, Jordan was like, "We should do the opposite next week." And I was like, oh shit, yeah, we should. This week, good movies that we did not enjoy. I don't think there's going to be much crossover here like we had last week.
I'm actually struggling. I thought I would be able to find something, but it's like I'm looking at like the Rotten Tomatoes Fresh List, the 50 best movies of all time, and I can't find anything that I do not fucking like, though.
I had
number 49 on this list is fucking Toy Story. Why is it number 49? The fuck is it only number 49?
Yeah, wait, it's number 49 in a list of movies that spans over a century of cinema. Toy Story being 49 is still pretty goddamn good.
No, I agree, but why is it only 49?
I mean, it's a shame it couldn't be.
It could be number 249
and still be really good.
You know what? I just found one.
All right, well, wait. So including that one, how many do you have? Because I came up with my list in about a minute and a half.
Yeah, I have my list.
Fucking none. I have none.
This was your idea. No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't. No, my idea. My idea was fucking garbage food that we love.
Oh, we should do that. Not now.
Oh, no.
But okay. Well, Josh, so is this one your only one?
No. I'm going through lists, and I found a couple that I just really didn't enjoy, but I'm struggling. I'm honestly struggling because a lot of these critically acclaimed movies are really fucking good movies. And so, then there's a lot that I haven't seen.
I had to set parameters for myself, which I was saying this before we started recording. I don't hate movies. It takes a lot for me to hate a movie.
Yeah.
So
right. That's why I say it's movies I didn't enjoy.
Right.
Not movies I hate.
Yeah. So I did like movies that I just wasn't into. I don't care for. I saw them. I don't have any intention of seeing them again. All the ones that I picked, all four of my movies, I actually have five because one of mine might be controversial, so I have a backup planned. But all of mine are Oscar-nominated movies. And all of them except for one won those Oscars. So,
okay.
So, like...
All right, so I have four, you have four, Josh has maybe one, and then
I've got two right now.
Okay, so Josh has two.
I'm still looking, so I'll keep up.
So do we want to each do our four, or do we want to do, like, everybody does their number four, and then everybody does their number three? Like, what would... You want to do that way?
Okay. Yeah, I think Josh should go first, and then that'll give him time to find more as we do ours. So, Josh, tell us your number four.
So, I'm going with Wonder Woman.
Okay.
I don't hate Wonder Woman, but I don't enjoy it either. Because
That's a really good choice.
As high as it is, I really... really, really feel like it's a rehash of Captain America. I really do. And that's why I don't enjoy it. Like if that wasn't, if Captain America wasn't the case, that would be a better movie.
I hated the villain. They had a really good villain set up, and then they pulled a rope-a-dope and just squished it. I was like, come on.
Like from the get-go, I'm sorry, the villain needed to be Ares.
The villain was Ares.
but it wasn't comic book Ares.
Oh, right, gotcha. It was...
I'm sorry.
Let me restate that.
Yeah, the fucking villain should have been the fucking god of war.
Right.
So
it was just wildly unconvincing. And again...
Yeah.
I enjoyed the movie. I watched it.
I enjoyed it. I really did. I love a strong female lead.
The storming the trenches scene was amazing. Flat out amazing.
But I really feel like it was just a rehash of Captain America.
I mean, war setting, yeah, I mean, I can see it, but Captain America wasn't a mythical island dweller. I mean, kind of, you know what, I'll give it to you. Jordan, you're number four.
All right, you ready? I'm going to start off with a really controversial one.
I'm prepared to hate.
I don't think you are.
Oh, shit.
You ready?
Yeah.
Princess Bride.
Oof!
Ooh.
Oh, shit!
That's a heavy hitter.
Jordan, what the hell?
you know what?
Yeah. It was fine.
You know what? If I didn't have a few drinks, I would jump in the fucking car and drive to your house and fucking roll you, just like I do Robbie. Hold on. Let me show you.
I do have time to run upstairs, though.
Wait, what did you have against this guy? And in all fairness, I feel like my four is going to be the same way to you.
this is me. Never watched it growing up as a kid, so I don't have the nostalgia attached to it. And when I saw it, I was probably in my early 20s, and I saw it, and I was like, "Yeah, it's fine." I didn't love it. Okay. But, like, there are a lot of other movies from the 80s that I think are far better.
Name one.
Spaceballs.
Okay. All right. Yeah.
It's got a lot of cool references. Got a lot of memes out there. I can tell you that if I never watched it ever again, it would not hurt my feelings.
You know what, Jordan?
You can tweet your hate tweets to at RLHess6666.
Jordan, once this is over, we're having movie night, and we're fucking watching Princess Bride.
Okay, well, here's what I've noticed already about this.
But Vanessa will be making margaritas.
Here's what I've noticed this episode versus last episode. Last episode, we got to wax on about why we love these movies so much. This episode is going to be like, yeah, just no.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to go into depth on why I didn't like them. I really enjoyed the Twitter conversation happening right now. Okay, my number four. Let me start by saying I tested this list with my friend Matt today. Did not go well. It did not go well at all. He was visibly angry. And it was over text. It was amazing that I could tell he was visibly angry. My number four is Blade Runner.
Okay.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
So
you know what? I will take the gloves off and I will fight you for this.
It left me feeling nothing. I didn't care about
anything. That's the fucking point. That was the entire fucking point of the movie. Yeah. It wanted you to be fucking depressed and feeling goddamn nothing. Because that's the future.
Right. No, well, I think there's a difference between feeling nothing and then feeling nothing. Right? Like, there's, like, when you watch a movie and you feel an emotional nothing. Then that's the point. But, like, if you finish the movie and you're no different and you feel no different than what you did when you started it, then I think that's the nothing he's talking about.
Yeah, let me simplify it. I didn't feel like there was just the credits started rolling. I was like, okay. That being said, the second one is phenomenal. I love Blade Runner 2049.
So which version of Blade Runner have you watched?
That's the other issue. I think just the original theatrical cut, whatever's on Netflix.
So the first one I watched was the noir version.
Was it black and white?
It was black and white. It was a detective movie.
Ew!
It was... fucking amazing.
But it was black and white. Like, that's one of the positive things about that movie is just the scenery.
So I've watched the director's cut since, and that's my all-time favorite. But the one that turned me on to Blade Runner was the film noir. And it was really fucking good.
Huh. Well, I'll take your word for it, because I'm not going to watch it. All right, Robbie, do you have one, or are you just here for uh-huh and yes?
I had well I need to see real quick because I couldn't find it.
Well, do you want to look while Josh says his next one?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Josh.
I didn't care for Mission Impossible Fallout.
I never even saw it.
So
I'm pretty sure it's on the Vudu.
It is.
So the one thing I have to give them is Tom Cruise flying the helicopter and doing all that stunt work. I know goddamn well, being in the helicopter industry, he did that. He learned how to fly a fucking helicopter and learned how to do stunts in a fucking helicopter for that movie.
I'm pretty sure Tom Cruise just makes movies because he's bored and wants to do cool things.
But so that's the one thing I'll give that movie. The rest of the movie, I just, this is my least favorite of the Mission Impossibles.
I've only seen like two of them.
But yeah, I mean, like okay, so the helicopter he's flying is an A-Star. It's a Eurocopter AS-350. I am a Eurocopter AS-350 mechanic. I have been for fucking years.
Uh-huh.
Right? And the shit he's doing in that helicopter, you should not be doing in that helicopter. And that might be why I fucking hate it. Because he's literally doing that in that helicopter, and he should not be fucking doing that in that helicopter.
Makes sense.
So it's a safety issue.
Says
the guy that fell off a helicopter yesterday. You're talking about things you shouldn't be doing on those helicopters?
Don't get the
right
size
wrench.
No, right length torque wrench. Right.
Length is size.
I had the right size socket.
You know what? Shut up, Josh. I just want to point out that this is shocking. Mission Impossible Fallout has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, well, and honestly, that's where I'm going, because I've been racking my brain for a fucking week now, and I couldn't find anything. So tonight I decided to just scroll through the fresh list.
You know what else has a 97% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse. Yeah.
Princess Bride. every movie we say I'm going to look up as we say it. So let me just backtrack here. Blade Runner 90%. So far we're all saying good movies. Also, Blade Runner was my one that did not win the Oscar it was nominated for. So everything I say from here on out is an Oscar winning movie.
All right.
So. Anyway, back to Jordan. Jordan, you're number three.
Oh, all right. This one is probably a little less controversial, depending on what age you are. But you ready for this one?
I think so.
Yes.
Gone with the Wind.
Oh, I've never seen it.
You know what? I've not seen it either.
I know it's one of like the highest regarded movies of all time.
It's very long. I would say watch it once, and then whenever you watch it, I will tell you everything that's wrong with it. It is a piece of media. So it is a film that was made based off of a book that had come out a handful of years earlier, sometime between like, I guess, 5 and 10 years prior. And it was written here in Atlanta at a time when Lost Cause ideology was at its peak. And when people were, or whenever Margaret Mitchell was writing the book, she was indoctrinated into this Lost Cause ideology about how the South was fighting for its rights and how it wasn't fighting for enslavement, which we all know wasn't true. They were fighting to keep people in bondage. That's the primary cause of the Civil War. And that's numerous scholars agree in peer-reviewed articles and the data and all of the research shows that that's what it was. No matter how much somebody waving a Confederate flag today wants it to be states' rights, That is bullshit.
The state's right to do what?
Exactly.
The state's right to freaking close down and keep its people safe. That's what. We don't want that.
And and so it was written in this time where there was a lot of lost cause ideology, and that is reflected in the film. There's even references to the Ku Klux Klan in the film, but they don't say the phrase Ku Klux Klan at all. And so whenever the film was made, it was still made with these lost cause ideologies. What's very interesting about the Civil War is that it's probably the only war that has ever been fought where the losers dictated how the history was written about that war.
Oh gosh.
Yeah. It's very, it
blew my mind, sir.
Yeah. We can talk more. Like I can do an entire fucking multiple string of episodes about lost cause ideology, the Civil War and enslavement. But the thing is, it was a big hit for the time. And it's still a big hit. Like today, like adjusted for income, it still shows that it made a lot of money. So, but the movie itself is incredibly racist. It has racist ideologies, and I do not like it.
Put a pin in that.
But if you are an old white person, especially an old white woman,
this movie
is fucking catnip for old white people.
Just 91%. Because I drink White Claws does not make me an old white woman.
91% on Rotten Tomatoes. So, yeah. So, should I watch this? I feel weird when we mention movies that I haven't seen, because I'm just like, oh, I...
Like, it's one of those things you have to, like... So, first off, whenever I saw it for the first time was in my 8th grade state history class, which, for the record, should not be showed in an 8th grade history class. Like, that...
Is that the opposite of history?
It is, yes. But, of course, I went to school in South Louisiana, and my history teacher was an old white woman who, when we were talking about the antebellum South, just was chomping at the bit to show people Gone with the Wind. And, yeah, it is a very... And what's really interesting is that the film isn't, like, people will sit here and say, like, oh, Gone with the Wind is historically accurate. No, it's not. It was made in 1938-39, and it is representative of those ideologies of people of 1938-1939 regarding the 1860s.
Right.
Yeah. So if that film was made today, it would be completely different. So it has... Like, it has nothing to do with being historically accurate, which it isn't, but it has more to do with the fact that everything about that movie is everybody's mindset about what happened 50 years prior in the 1930s.
Yeah.
Like, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, it does.
It's, for example, if 10 years from now, people write a history of the COVID-19 outbreak, and then 100 years after that, write a history on the COVID-19. They're going to be two different histories because our perception of the subject has changed so much, and so much scholarship will have been done within those 100 years that you are going to get two perspectives, right? So this is where we get historiography from, right? So it's how people were writing history at the time. What was going on in that society at the time that caused them to write history in this certain way? What was the discipline doing at the time that was causing it to be written this way? Same thing with the films. What was going on in society at the time that caused this to go into the film whenever 100 years later we know that all of the history in this film was wrong?
Like how Birth of a Nation is a highly regarded film, and we're just like, no.
Yeah, so Birth of a Nation itself is a weird double-edged sword because – and I don't know if I talked about it on this episode or not on this episode, on this podcast or not, but – Birth of a Nation, because it was released in 1915. D.W. Griffith, like, was kind of like the top of his game as far as like Hollywood directors go. Like, he was a big name director, Uh-huh. And the film itself he made the film, but it was also based off of the book of the same name by some guy named something, something, something Dixon. I don't know. I can't remember the guy's first name. Dixon was also one of these people who were brought up in this lost cause ideology. So he wrote this book to go like, nah, man, this is what really happened in the South, when it wasn't.
Thomas Dixon.
Or Griffin just took the book and put it on screen, and whether he knew what he was doing or not, made a very racist movie. But the double-edged sword is that Griffin was really good at cinematography. So like there's a lot of these certain shots where that he was famous for, like a lot of these long shots, a lot of these off-center shots, like a lot of stuff that was very new to the filmmaking, I guess, craft or the art form. Uh-huh. And this is that movie is the first one that pulled all of these interesting shots and put them into one film together.
Right.
So the film objectively is a good film from a filmmaker's perspective because it has a lot of these famous firsts.
Uh-huh.
But subjectively it's a piece of shit because it's full of awful racist history and misinformation.
Right.
That makes sense.
So, anyway, that was my Gone with the Wind and Birth of a Nation rant. Also, Birth of a Nation is shitty because it reignited the Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, jeez. Like, just, like, okay, well, I'm going to move on. I had further questions, but...
Yeah.
My number three is going to be a hell of a shift in tone from what Jordan's number three was. My number three also... 97% on Rotten Tomatoes seems to be the lucky number here. I don't know if you guys are ready for this one.
Okay.
I'm expecting shouting.
Okay.
Because this is regarded as one of the greatest sci-fi movies of all time.
Okay.
Aliens.
I haven't even seen that.
No, first one was still better.
Oh, first one was amazing.
First one's the best one of the bunch.
Okay. So... Mm-hmm. We're fine with me picking Aliens.
Yeah, I know.
So I watched these for the first time ever back to back the day before Prometheus came out. So I mean, you can see why I was doing it. Yeah. Like it took me that long to watch any of the Alien movies, and so I'm watching Alien. I was like, "This is fantastic. This is art. This is like it's a fantastic horror movie set in a sci-fi setting." So, like, when the credits started rolling out, I was like, holy crap, that was amazing. And then in my mind, I was like, and I know people really hold Aliens in a high regard. Let's get this picture rolling. I wasn't expecting a shitty James Cameron action movie after I just watched one of the best horror movies of all time.
Mm-hmm.
And the dialogue, guys, I'm saying it right now. James Cameron dialogue does not age well at all. Any movie I've seen. Poor dialogue. And that includes Avatar, Titanic. Go back and watch them. I tried watching Avatar just a couple weeks ago. And I was like, this dialogue just makes me sad. Aliens? No, I'm going to say it right now. I'm going to be extra controversial. I liked Prometheus better.
Yeah. I like Prometheus a lot.
I think the second best Alien movie I've seen is Alien Covenant.
And that was Alien Covenant one. Was good. I really like how they made was his name David? No.
David.
Yeah. No, it was David. They kind of made him like the Dr. Frankenstein, like the mad scientist.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
I'm really hoping that Disney, now that they own Fox, they let what's the director's name? Why am I blanking on this?
Oh, I can't remember.
The director of Alien and Prometheus and Alien.
Oh, Alien. Oh, I just had it.
He's one of the greatest directors of all time.
Yeah, no.
I got this.
Ridley Scott.
Ridley Scott.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Wow. I was gonna say last name Scott, but it was Line from Blazing Saddles, so it was coming to my head.
Oh, jeez.
Ridley Scott.
But I'm really hoping that Disney will let him finish the trilogy of, because Prometheus and Covenant, and then because he had the third one planned, but then Disney bought Fox, and who knows what's going to happen there. I'm very intrigued by it.
Okay, the Disney buying Fox thing, I really feel like they're just going to let Fox be the arm of what they are now.
I hope so. 20th Century Studios?
I think they need to change the fucking name.
They did. They changed it to 20th Century Studios.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's no Fox in the name anymore. It's just 20th Fox Century Studios.
Yes.
So,
So Deadpool 3, or not Deadpool 3,
Ridley Scott?
No, the Deadpool, the,
I need more information. What are you trying to say, Josh?
The X-Men team he fucking built. In
X-Force?
Yeah, X-Force.
Yeah, that's so not going to happen.
X-Force is just going to... Oh,
I'm pretty sure all of that is just going straight into the MCU. Anyway, so that was my number three. Josh, back to you.
Like I said, I'm fucking struggling. So hold on.
If you haven't found one yet, we can.
So I'm looking at Rotten Tomatoes. Irishman's at 96%, and I only watched half of it, but I only watched half of it because it was fucking boring.
I've only seen, I think I've only seen one Scorsese movie, and it was Hugo, and I hated it.
I liked Hugo. I thought it was fun.
I loved the ending when it actually got into like the filmmaking thing, but just... The shenanigans around the train station. I was not
Have you seen the actual film?
Not from Earth to the Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, when it got to that part and that guy with the Ben Kingsley character, I was all in. Like, I loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was great stuff.
Ben Kingsley was the worst character in Iron Man fucking whatever it was.
No, you know what? Ben Kingsley was the greatest character in Iron Man 3. I don't care what you say.
I'm really glad that they didn't do any of the Asian stereotypes for Mandarin. Like, that movie could have gotten real racist real fast.
Yeah, but I felt like they took a necessary turn. So. Anyway. So I guess, Jordan, back to you. You're number two.
Oof, all right. I already know someone's not going to like this one.
Is it me?
It's probably going to be you or Josh, because this movie's already been said tonight.
Oh, shit. What was...
Into the Spider-Verse.
Damn it!
What the fuck?
No, this is the biggest... This is more of an outrage than Princess Bride.
No, this is horseshit.
No.
I think George just purposely is trying to hurt me.
This is a personal attack.
No, it's not.
This is one of the greatest movies I've ever seen.
I mean,
it was a great movie, definitely.
Did I enjoy it when I watched it? Yeah, it did.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't love it.
How dare you?
Is it the best Spider-Man movie? Yeah, sure, but I mean, none of the Spider-Man movies are that great.
Wait, even the MCU ones?
Far
From Home and Homecoming.
I mean, I enjoy them, but they're not. I don't think they break my top 10.
No, you know what I think this is? I feel like when we were kids, you were in one of two camps, and one of those, you were either X-Men or Spider-Man.
Oh, I was hard X-Men.
Right. Definitely. I dabbled in both, so there's room in my heart for everybody. Except for Josh.
Yeah.
Ooh, nice glasses trick. I like that.
I did not do that on purpose.
You want to expand on that, or Jordan, or we?
No, I mean, I thought the animation style was interesting. Oh. The fact that they handed the keys over to Miles Morales, I enjoyed, but I'm also not very familiar with the Miles Morales character. I know he's a big deal in the Spider-Man comic books. I know he was a big deal in like the Spider-Man video game. But I just don't care about Spider-Man. Mm. And whenever, like, kind of going back a handful of years ago, whenever they announced that Spider-Man was going to join the Marvel Universe, like, sure, whatever. Like, I don't care. Like, I think they were doing a good job for the 13 movies before his.
Yeah, but... and when it got to that point, and as successful as Spider-Verse was, I really wish Sony would have just kept their dick in their pants and just been like, we have a successful animation thing going here. We'll stick to our animated Spider-Verse. Disney, you keep making successful Spider-Man films that we obviously profit off of. But then they had to get all pompous with Venom. It's because you all went and saw Venom.
That was ridiculous.
Jordan never saw Venom, did you?
Nope.
You're not missing anything.
You know, Venom's not terrible, but it's not great. It's pretty goddamn neutral.
There are glaring issues I have with this movie. There's a secret high-tech facility and not a single security camera in the entire facility.
That was working at the time.
I will say, though, for as much of a Spider-Man, like, I'm not the biggest Spider-Man fan, the Maximum Carnage video game for the Sega Genesis was fucking great.
Especially the soundtrack.
Yep.
Love green jelly. All right, my number two. Guys, this is the one where I have picked two things, because we come from we're Disney fans. We're in the Disney fandom. We know what Disney fans are into. So my perspective of this movie I'm about to pick is based on that, and I don't actually know if it's a good movie, but I know there's always talk of it. So if you guys decide that, no, this is just not a good movie, you can cancel out. I have a backup ready. So my pick is, and this is, people are always clamoring for it, but Song of the South. And guys, like, is that a good movie?
No.
I have no clue.
Like, you know what? First off, I'm pretty pissed that you have my fucking only DVD copy of that.
It's shitty quality. You're not missing anything. Anyway.
Do you need a copy, Josh? I have an extra.
No, I don't want it. I really don't want it. It is racist as fuck.
But even, like, racial tones aside, even if it wasn't, it's boring as shit, guys. It is a boring movie.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Like, I was watching it just going...
Fucking, like, honestly, if it wasn't for the waterfalls, the fucking ride would be boring.
Jake, finish what you said, and then I'll plus your argument here.
All right, what I was going to say before Josh just shit on it, which I disagree with what Josh just said, the best parts of the movie are the ride. If you've ridden the ride, that's it. You're good. You're good. You're good.
But the ride was named after a fucking different movie. That's how bad they fucking hated the ride.
No, that's because Eisner's an idiot. Anyway, Jordan, what were you saying?
Well, not completely. But...
So, like, the movie about the movie being incredibly racist, which it was, which it totally was. So, kind of reverting back to my rant for Gone with the Wind and Birth of a Nation, the author of the Uncle Remus books, or at least the author who gets credited for the book, Joel Chandler Harris, white dude. White dude who pretty much just stole all of these folk tales from people who were formerly enslaved people.
Really?
And when he writes the dialogue for these characters, he writes it in the specific vernacular that these formerly enslaved African Americans talked. So it puts this stereotype on top of these characters of these enslaved people, or these people who were enslaved at one point in time. So it is very much a a white supremacist ideology to go ahead and make these characters speak in that specific vernacular in order to make them look a certain way, or not to be seen not in a good light. So the author's actually from Atlanta here, and he has a
everything bad come from Atlanta?
There's a lot of shitty things in Atlanta. His house is actually a historic house museum now. I think it's called the Wren's Nest or the Crow's Nest or something like that. I think it's called the Wren's Nest. But yeah, no, he pretty much just took these stories from African Americans and wrote it in their dialect when he could have easily just written down what he knew they were saying.
Right.
He wrote it in the specific dialect to make them look less than, and that is a very shitty thing to do. Yeah.
Wow. Now I hate the movie even more. And in case you're wondering what my backup was for that, it was Joker, which we've talked about last year. So
yeah, Joker almost made my list.
I wanted to mention, I wasn't for sure if it was good enough for the score because it's in the 60s.
Yeah, but it won an Oscar, which. A deserved Oscar.
Like, it was a okay movie, and it was like one of those movies where it's like, as you've guys said, one and done.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was going to be my mention, but I wasn't for sure about it.
Like, Joaquin Phoenix acted his ass off, but it was a soulless, joyless movie. Josh, yeah. What do you got?
My number one?
Yeah.
A Hard Day's Night.
What? You went out of your way just to say that because I said Spider-Verse, didn't you?
Yeah, I totally did.
We're on personal attacks now?
I am totally trying to annoy you right now. I mean, this is the worst radio show ever that I'm admitting to annoying you.
Oh, shit. I was going to say, is that even a good movie? It's 98% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Shit, man, that movie's awesome.
That's 1% higher than Princess Bride.
No, it's really good.
No, it's
do you know terrible. The story about how that movie came to be?
No, Josh, you brought it up. You have to listen.
Monty Python couldn't secure the funds, so George Harrison gave them the money. What? Oh wait, no, that was the Life of Brian. I'm sorry,
homeboy. Monty Python didn't exist in 1964.
The look on Jordan's face while Josh was talking, I knew everything Josh was saying was wrong.
Hey, no, it wasn't wrong. George Harrison did fucking give the Python guys the money to build Life of Brian.
Yeah, we're not talking about Life of Brian, are we?
No, because that's a great movie when Hard Day's Night is a terrible movie.
It's a pretty good movie.
It's a movie that should not exist.
Robbie, stop it. Kick you off the podcast. All right, we're done talking about Hard Day's Night. Jordan, you're number one.
Life of Brian. No, that's not really my number one. Although it's not one of my favorite Python films.
95% on Rotten Tomatoes, though.
Yeah. All right, you ready?
Really?
I think I've probably talked about not liking this film on the podcast before. But I didn't like Logan.
Whoa!
What?
Whoa.
I'll tell you why. Ready for this?
Robbie, you're grounded.
Why am I grounded?
Jordan didn't like Logan.
I can't ground Jordan.
Man speaking facts over here.
Anyway.
You're right. So this I'm gonna break the glass ceiling or break the glass on this movie for you. You ready?
Yeah.
What is Wolverine's mutant power?
Regeneration.
To be fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But he's being poisoned by his freaking...
What? No, shut up! So we all agree that his mutant power is
no.
Regeneration and healing. correct?
Yeah, right.
What happened to him at the end of the movie?
He died.
Yeah.
But it's because the fucking poisoning from his freaking...
Okay, all right. No, continue. The poisoning from his what?
It was bullshit.
Yeah, so...
If you're being poisoned... Okay. If you're being poisoned, you're being poisoned.
Yeah, so what... Wait, hold on. He's being poisoned. Stop right there. I will continue to say everything until you stop right there.
I'm eventually going to get Parkinson's because of the way I work with
it. Stop right there. He was getting poisoned. What was his mutant power again?
Regenerate. Oh, I see what you did there.
But to an extent, though. But that's his whole story. It was to an extent the whole fucking time.
Are you going to be consistently poisoned when your one mutant power is to heal the fact that you're being poisoned?
It's almost like this is a poor plot device.
No, but that's Logan's whole fucking storyline, though.
No, Jordan has a point.
No, in the fucking 90s in the comic books, the fucking metal in his body was killing him.
Yeah, you know what? So was Iron Man's, and he solved it.
He's dead!
Oh, right. But not because he was poisoned.
No, actually, in the comic books, he fucking pretty much died because he was poisoned.
Oh, man. Jordan just, like, changed my whole outlook on this movie, and I have a similar view on a wildly different movie. But I'll save that for
right. Is it Van Wilder?
No, it's How to Train Your Dragon.
Right. Well, it's also the same argument can be made for like the Daredevil show, right? Like, so what's Daredevil's power?
If you he's blind. Wait, no.
He's blind. But that's his power.
It's literally his power.
But he has echolocation.
Right. So like, so he's blind, but he can see. So he's fucking normal.
So he's Batman.
Oh. Yeah, but like that's the thing with a lot of the Marvel characters is a lot of them are normal. They just have that.
They're Marvel characters are
right.
Mostly human.
But his power is he's blind but he can see.
but
damn it, Jordan!
look at the guy that fucking made up these characters. The guys that made up these characters are fucking. Oh, you know, I'm getting ranty.
Jordan, so, back to my favorite back things.
Back to my point is, how are you going to have your guy, whose one mutant power is to heal himself, die from being poisoned?
Because what you're insinuating is that his
as
power
you
just
age,
stopped.
As right. you age,
he shouldn't age.
As he aged.
But his power is to heal.
Deadpool aged too in the comics.
His power
plays that has literally
cure the things that ail him. And poison is an ailment.
So is age.
But the fucking
Deadpool
problem
aged,
is...
So explain that. Jake.
What?
Deadpool aged.
We're not talking about Deadpool.
Why are you,
he has
Jake,
basically the same
wrong.
Power, but more.
Deadpool's ridiculous, and you know it.
Yes.
It's funny, is because Deadpool's funny is because DC created fucking what's his name?
Lobo.
Slade.
Yeah, Lobo. No. DC created Lobo to make fun of fucking Wolverine. And so Marvel created Deadpool to make fun of Lobo and
Slade Wilson, aka
Deathstroke.
Forgot.
I'm saying it three
times.
Yeah,
Deathstroke.
It's Deathstroke. Wow. I am shook. You have shooketh me, Jordan. But anyway,
you
quick
have
rant.
Not me.
Quick rant about how to...
That's horse shit.
No, he makes very
aging
relevant.
Aging superheroes is my favorite thing. Like Kingdom Come is fucking amazing. Logan is amazing.
But he should
Incredibles is amazing.
Yeah, none of them have the healing power.
But they're aging superheroes. Even if you have healing power, you fucking age.
None of you have healing powers. He fought in the Civil War.
He
just decides to age at the very end.
He didn't start aging until he had the fucking metal fucking put onto his goddamn skeleton.
Actually, that's not entirely true. He did pretty good for a while after that as well. Only when it was convenient for the writers did they start to poison him. You know I'm right.
But it shouldn't, like, the poisoning shouldn't have even been a thing.
Writer.
It was because his writer. Power is to heal it.
Yeah, and, his power didn't heal him from becoming a zombie, did it?
That was not canon. That was a fun arc. I don't know if that's true. halfway into that sentence, I realized I had no idea what I was talking about. Anyway, this is a very similar... This is not my number one movie. Just a quick offshoot of the same theme that we're talking about here. The movie How to Train Your Dragon, we spent a good solid 90 minutes with this kid and all the woes and trials he goes through training this dragon. At the end of the movie, all of his friends just get dragons, rendering the entire movie pointless. Screw that movie. I hate that entire series.
Have you ever tried to train a dragon?
His friends seem to do it just fine.
It's difficult.
His friends did it just fine. Every single one of them had no problems.
You know what the fucking dragon I trained?
What? Since when do we have a dragon?
My number one. Now, I respect this movie and all the things that it pioneered, which was a lot. This movie pioneered a lot. However, this movie did not stick with me at all. I did not care for it. I saw it once. I was done with it. This movie is The Matrix.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I don't like it either.
really? I
honestly don't remember The Matrix.
Oh, shit. Like, my number one, and we're all just going to agree with?
I fucking hate it.
Well, for those of you curious, the Rotten Tomatoes score for The Matrix is 87%.
Really?
Jeez. You know what? Screw it. My number one's How to Train Your Dragon. That movie was garbage. Oh, man. I'm going to say Jordan had the most controversial choice. That being said, everybody should watch Blade Runner 2049. It's fantastic. It's very, very colorful in a dreary sort of way.
And everyone should watch A Hard Day's Night.
Is that the Monty Python one?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. And on that note...
Monty Python and A Hard Day's Night.
Man, I was going to plug our channel right here, but I forgot what I was going to say. So anyway, sorry. Take it away, Kenny.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in. I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, but then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I tore my mind on a jagged sky. I just dropped in. See what condition my condition was in.
Yeah, oh yeah, what condition my condition was in.